Mark Levin, Joe Biden needs to be questioned under oath. By Jeff Poor on January 26, 2023. Wednesday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin weighed in on the alleged classified materials believed to have been found in President Joe Biden's possession. Levin told host Sean Hannity he believed Biden should have to face questioning under oath. Partial transcript as follows. Hannity, well, I don't know if you want to talk about Kamala. You don't have to, our giggling vice president. But I know you have a lot to say on the documents. Levin, a couple of things here, Sean, in all seriousness. The only person who knows how the documents were removed from the SIF in the Senate, which I understand from Democrats like Durbin's almost an impossibility, would be Joe Biden. So, in other words, he secreted the documents on his body somewhere. Maybe he pulled a Sandy Berger, maybe just put him in his jacket, who knows? So he's been doing this a long time. The University of Delaware documents. They need to do a review of those because that's where his Senate records are. But I'm going to suggest something here. There needs to be a federal grand jury investigating Biden, not Pence. We know what happened with Pence. It's pretty obvious what happened with Pence, but the various locations. I mean, they have a grand jury for Trump and we know where his documents are. They know where the documents are, they were negotiating over the documents for some reason. They decided to criminalize the entire event, while he wouldn't give them the documents back. Are you kidding me? Just a matter of time you negotiate these things. And you don't run around yelling obstruction, obstruction, there's no obstruction. You know, you have these phony legal analysts and these pathetic professors running around, there is no obstruction. The FBI could have taken them any time they wanted. They know where they were, and they were protected by the Secret Service. In the case of Biden, he's got documents from the Senate. He's got documents in a closet in a phony think tank, where money's being laundered for him from the communist Chinese. He's got documents next to this Corvette. He's got documents in his fake library at home. He's got that, God knows where he's got more documents. So, but only Joe Biden can tell us how some of these documents wound up where they did. So he needs to be questioned under oath. Now, there's other things going on here that are very troubling to me. The reason why Merrick Garland will not appoint a special counsel to investigate the Biden crime family is because Biden and that whole team of left-wing reprobates over there at the Department of Justice. They know this, they look under the sheets and all the bugs are going to come out. They know if they start with one email, it's going to lead to others. They know if they start with one wire transfer, it's going to lead to others. They know if they bring Bob Alinsky in front of a grand jury, it's going to lead to trouble. They know from other emails that Joe Biden already lied to the American people. He knew businesses that his son was involved in. What the hell did he think of someone's hitching rides to see China on Air Force Two? Or where he got diamonds and all the rest of it? Joe Biden is a cover-up artist and that's exactly what's going on right here. You know, the funny thing, every time they keep showing his Corvette in the box, I keep looking at that house. How the hell do you get a mansion like that on a senator's salary? Then he's got a mansion at Rehoboth Beach right near the ocean? He's got a classic Corvette. How does a guy on a senator's salary earn all the? I think senators earn like $180,000, $185,000. He used to brag that he was the poorest man in the Senate. Actually was the dumbest man in the Senate. I don't know about the poorest man. Now, some of these ex-presidents and vice-presidents. Let me show you how pathetic the media are. So I'm reading here in the Daily Mail and there's others that say the four former presidents have no classified documents, really? And how do we know that? Because statements were put out. You know, the case of Obama, he says, look, even the archive said, when I left, they secured my documents and so forth. Hey, Barack, you claim to be a very smart man. You know those documents Biden has when he was vice president, they're your documents. It was the Obama administration. So, obviously, the archives doesn't have all your classified documents because Biden took some. And so, we don't have confidence in that. George Bush says out there, you know, when he left, they took all his documents and same with his dad and, of course, the vice presidents, Quayle, Cheney, Gore say the same thing. Here's the question that should be asked. Remember Joe Biden said in September, he didn't take classified documents and he dumps on Trump. Remember, Pence was a very honorable man. He says in November, "I didn't take classified documents, but they had classified documents." So these ex-presidents and ex-vice presidents have done and said the same thing. Well, we didn't take documents. So when's the last time you looked for documents in your many homes and in your businesses, in your offices, in your presidential libraries? Mike Pence went back. He didn't think he took documents, then they looked and they found some. When is the first time, even your private lawyers and staff, presumably with clearances, look through these facilities to see if, in fact, Cheney and Gore and the others have private doc? They haven't. So this story means nothing. And the bottom line is, if Joe Biden can walk out there out of the SIF in the Senate with purloined documents, how do we know other senators haven't done this? And well, now, I've been made, mistakenly interpreted as saying this is no big deal, everybody does it. Quite the contrary, it is a big deal. But what bothers me is that Donald Trump is treated one way and every one of the others has treated another. And so, USA Today puts out this ridiculous story and says the vice president can declassify documents. So after everybody's saying Trump can't, because there's no evidence that he did, they say vice president can. No, he can't. Well, we have a 2009 executive order where Obama said, you know, people could declassify. No, it's called the Constitution. The reason the president can classify and declassify at will is because he's the head of the executive branch. That's the reason. The vice president is not. He's no different than the Secretary of State for these purposes or the Attorney General. So the vice president cannot declassify information at will. People who classify information, Obama said, can declassify it. Fine. They have rules they have to follow. The President Trump does not, and people say, well, what's the evidence that he declassified? I'll tell you the evidence. The boxes were taken when he was president and removed and taken to Mar-a-Lago. Gee, what? That means they're declassified. No, they're classified. So you mean Donald Trump intentionally violated the law? No, it's ridiculous. The whole case against Trump is ridiculous, and the more this we see, the more preposterous it is. So I have a suggestion, Sean. Just get the longest piece of crime tape you can and wrap it around Washington, D.C., because most of these guys have done exactly this. That's it. I'm done. Hannity, could I ask one question before you're done? How come you're the only guest in the history of cable news that tells the host when they're done? I just try to understand that. It was a great analysis. Levin, because, I'll tell you why. Because most guests are looking for FaceTime, I said what I have to say and I get the hell off. Hannity, I said, I'm done, that's it. I'm done, I'm out of here. Thank me. God bless us. All right. That's why we call them the Great One. Mark Levin, Life, Liberty and Levin right here, Fox. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.